What's up, Eagle Country? Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. You can go online right now to learn more and schedule your next appointment at OrthoSensi.com. That's OrthoSensi.com. I am your host, Double T, Travis there. Appreciate you tuning in on this October 2nd edition of Crunch Time. And maybe you saw the Facebook Live rundown. If you did not, I'll go over that briefly right now. Plenty to get to on the show this evening. Girls golf state finals from over the weekend. That's where we're going to start. We're going to go to boys tennis, sectional champions over the weekend. Got the boys and girls soccer sectional starting this week. Volleyball sectional draw happened last night, so I want to get you filled in on that. Of course, we're going to talk some high school football, and we'll see what time allows for beyond that. But when we have area individuals or teams participating in a state championship, that is where we are going to start. And the IHSAA Girls Golf State Finals happening at Prairie View in Carmel over the weekend. And we had Ava South and Addison Weiler from Batesville and Rowan Pies from East Central competing at the state finals. And all three of those young ladies did very, very well for themselves. Ava South, just a sophomore at Batesville, tied with three others as the runner-up at the state finals. Two over 146. This was over two rounds, Friday and Saturday. One over 73 each round for South. So a very, very consistent play from the sophomore from Batesville. 29 pars over the course of those 2 days, had seven bogeys and six birdies. Those six birdies actually tied for a third best in the entire field at the state finals. Was two under on the front side in round two and was certainly in contention. A bogey on 11 and 13, excuse me, and then a double on 14. Took her out of contention a little bit. She did battle back and had a birdie on 16, but a little too late to catch the eventual state champion Samantha Brown out of Westfield, who shot 68 in round one and 74 on day two. She was two under for the tournament, but back to South. 13 really gave her troubles over the 2 days. Took an eight there on round one, and then of course had the bogey in round two. That's a par five, 510 yards, and it snakes. It turns to the left first before turning back to the right, and then you have bunkers in front of the green and water to the right to protect the hole. So I wasn't on the course to see it, but I looked at the layout of that par 5, 13th at Prairie View, and it looks like it is a very, very difficult one, not only the yardage, but the hazards that are in play as well. So certainly there were probably some others that struggled there, but I'm not here to talk about the struggles, just kind of telling you how the round went for this young lady. But to shoot two over at a difficult course with the stakes being so high, being a sophomore, and have the really the mental capacity to go out there and get through the tough holes and make six birdies over 2 days. That's a credit to this young lady, Ava South, and to be able to finish as the runner-up as a sophomore. What a performance it was from Ava. Congratulations to her on a magnificent season and obviously a great state finals. Now her teammate, Addison Weiler, a junior from Batesville, she finished 16th, didn't get off to the greatest start. She's had a phenomenal year, phenomenal career thus far. You can find her towards the top of the leaderboard in pretty much every match throughout the regular season. 82 in round one. That's not really where we're used to seeing Addison, but turns around and shoots 72 in round two and just has a good run at it. 154 total. She was 10 over for the tournament. And of course, 16th in the state, not too shabby. And then Rowan Pies, I think you can say the same thing about her, just a sophomore from East Central, but we have seen her medal a ton throughout the year and shooting some very low rounds. So a little uncharacteristic, 81 in round one, maybe getting familiar with the course, just didn't have it that day. It happens in golf, but she turns around and also shoots a 72 in round two, finishes 153 total. That was 9 over, tied for 14th, and for Rowan and Addison, the 72 that each of them shot on day two was actually the low round on day two, so that just goes to show you that both of those young ladies are more than capable of being at the top of the leaderboard at the state finals up there with Ava South. Just weren't able to put it together over the two-day span. But again, all three of these young ladies, they have more years to go in high school golf. So looking forward to seeing what they're going to do next year and beyond. But I did mention Samantha Brown from Westfield, senior there, the individual state champion. We do have more details about the team scores and so forth, so on, about the girls golf state finals over at EagleCountryOnline.com. But again, just wanted to give those young lady their flowers as they performed so well at the state finals. I'm super jealous of all those scores. I one day hope to shoot in the 80s, but my golf game is not quite there. But congratulations again to Ava Rowan and Addison for a tremendous job, not only throughout the entire season, but at the state finals. Also had the boys tennis sectional over the weekend, and the one we were really focusing on was the sectional at East Central. Most of our area teams competing at that particular sectional, which kind of stinks. From that perspective, because we generally only have one team from the area advancing out of the sectional into the regional round. And this year it is Batesville. They knock off East Central on the Trojans' home court over the weekend. So the Bulldogs are going to move on to take on Austin. That will be a regional semifinal tomorrow afternoon at Columbus North. Should Batesville win that match, they'll advance to take on Columbus North or Seymour in the regional championship game. So this Batesville team been very, very solid all year long. Really, Batesville tennis, they've had a great program for as long as I can remember. Certainly back to when I was in high school, I played a little tennis early on in my career at Lawrenceburg, and things never really went too well when we went to Batesville. They've always been a very, very good team and program. Number one single, Sam Johnson, a senior, been solid all year long. They had a couple of sophomores playing number two singles and number three, that being Caleb Moore and Lincoln Garrett. You'd think both of those young men going to battle it out next year to see who takes over number one singles. And then on the double side of things, Landon Oldham and Wes Peters. You got a senior and freshman combination there. And number two doubles, Jevin Smith and Owen Westerfeld, a freshman and sophomore. Again, these guys have been mowing down opponents for the most part all season long, and should have a pretty good shot of taking down Austin on Tuesday. I did want to mention the East Central doubles team of Ian Maxwell and Noah Mersman. They did win sectional 19 doubles champs for East Central. That duo, they are 23-0, so they are off to the regional as well. So good luck to that East Central doubles team and the Batesville team as a whole, as they will move on to the regional tomorrow. At least the team regional going to start up tomorrow. IHSAA.org to learn more about the boys tennis regional state tournament, both on the team and individual side. All right, we're going to move on, get to some boys and girls soccer sectional starting this week, and then we're going to move in to some volleyball talk, round out the show, talking a little high school football as you're listening to Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Now, not too many games going to be happening tonight in sectional play. I do want to go to the boys' side of things first. Sectional 28 at Rushville. This is essentially the EIAC sectional plus Madison. South Dearborn is in action as we speak. They kicked off their match with Greensburg at the top of the hour. This is going to be a quality matchup between these two teams. South Dearborn, they are the defending champs in sectional 28, 6-7-1 on the season, or at least as of last week when the draw came out. They played a couple games since then. But anyways, South Dearborn, they got some goal-scoring power. Brody Tiki, again, having a nice season for the Knights. Austin Tibbs has been a guy that has scored and distributed the ball well for the Knights, and they're going to be going up against a Greensburg team that has the Miller brothers. We've talked a little bit about them. They can put the ball in the back of the net, so this is going to be a really good opening contest at sectional 28. The winner will move on to play Batesville on Wednesday, so really no rest for the weary. You get one day to prepare for a very good team in Batesville that has their eyes set on winning this sectional. I think Madison is another team that you got to look at in this sectional, and while Lawrenceburg hasn't had a great record this year, they are a team I don't know that anybody really wants to play, because they are very competitive with these teams in this sectional. So this one's really, really open. Going to be fascinating to see how this one shakes out. But let's see who else is playing tonight. Oldenburg Academy, they are also in action this evening. They're going to play Game 2 at Sectional 44 at Knightstown. They are the defending champion. They're having a great season, one of the highly ranked teams in Class 1A. They come into the Sectional with a 2-0 record against Sectional opponents. They do have wins over Knightstown 3-0 and Union County 5-2. I do believe it's going to take a monumental feat for one of these other teams to knock off Oldenburg Academy in this Sectional. They have been that good this season, so we'll see if they can get the job done against Seton Catholic tonight and move on to take on either Knightstown or Morristown on Wednesday. So those look like, got one more game in boys soccer tonight featuring area teams. Milan and South Ripley going to kick it off, actually underway at Jacksonville. Sectional 45 here. Defending champions are Switzerland County. It's not been a great season overall for South Ripley and Milan, but one of those two teams obviously going to advance and move on to play the host Jacksonville on Wednesday. That's not going to be an easy matchup for either of those teams, as Jacksonville has been very, very strong this season and already have plenty of wins against some of those sectional opponents. Switzerland County, Rising Sun, among the other teams in that particular sectional. On the girls' side of things, looks like everything's really going to get started tomorrow. I did want to mention this East Central team. You might have saw this story over at EagleCountryOnline.com, but two Division One, future Division One soccer players having breakout seasons, not breakout, record-breaking seasons, I should say, at East Central High School. Olivia Hopper and Lexi Watkins, they're etching their name in EC record books. Hopper, an Indiana State University commit, she's already got the school record for most goals and most points, currently has 72 goals, 23 this season and counting, her career points up over 188. And then for Lexi Watkins, who's going to play collegiately at Ball State, she's going to end her EC career as the all-time assist leader. She's set up 52 goals in her career, but she's also a scoring machine as well. She's got 22 goals and 22 assists this season. So both of those young ladies absolutely getting it done, specifically on the offensive side of the pitch. And they have the East Central Lady Trojans ranked very high in 3A, and they are the defending champs in their particular sectional, which they're going to get started tomorrow against Mount Vernon Fortville. That game going to be played at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Shelbyville. You got South Dearborn versus Franklin County tomorrow at Batesville. That's a 5 p.m. start. Lawrenceburg and Batesville will follow at 7 p.m. And then Sectional 45 at Switzerland County. The host Lady Pacers take on Oldenburg Academy. That should be one of the best first-round games in the state. In girls soccer tomorrow, Rising Sun and Milan will follow that game at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. So, again, we're going to be following along with all of the scores, the stats that come from these sectional games. So make sure you're checking local sports report at EagleCountryOnline.com each morning to see who won, who they're going to advance to play, who were the goal scorers, the young men and women that were assisting on those goals, the goalies that are coming up with the big saves. We'll have all that information over at EagleCountryOnline.com. So we've hit the halfway point of the show already this evening. Let's step aside for a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk volleyball and the sectional draw from last night. You're listening to Crunch Time on Eagle Country 99.3 and at EagleCountryOnline.com.
It's time for a word with Dr. Brian Whistle from OrthoCincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Doc, let's start off by hearing a little bit about OrthoCincy and what services you provide to the community.
Yes, so I do a little bit of everything. It ranges from hand stuff. I'll do procedures in the office like trigger fingers, carpal tunnels. And then, of course, you've got more of the kind of the outpatient things, you know, that chronic shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, you know, things like arthritis. Those are more appropriately kind of worked up on an outpatient basis. See you in the office, get some x-rays, and then kind of talk about, you know, your treatment options and whether that's, you know, non-surgical or surgical options. You know, orthopedics care is absolutely both non-surgical and surgical things.
And how about helping injured student athletes in the area?
The biggest question when you come in is, hey, is this something that you can play through or not? And so a lot of times, again, that starts with an x-ray, starts with an exam. And even if we have to get next step, something like an MRI, and usually have a little bit quicker trigger just because, again, there's, you know, you don't have time to see if this gets better or not in 3 weeks. You want to know, can I play this weekend or not? And so if we do need something like an MRI, try to do a really good job of holding kind of urgent MRI spots for our athletes and try to get them in as soon as possible. That way we get that information. And again, it's, you know, it's a matter of are you hurt or are you injured? And if it's, you know, if it hurts, but everything structurally checks out okay, then tape it and, you know, do some exercises, but have at it.
That's a word with Dr. Brian Whistle from OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. More Crunch Time now.
Welcome back to Crunch Time. Just heard from Dr. Brian Whistle. You can find him, Ron Auer, Roman Tremba, all located conveniently here in Lawrenceburg, so you can find the orthopedic specialist you need close to home, orthocincy.com. It's orthocincy.com. Again, if you're just joining us, I'm your host, Double T, and we have already talked a little girls golf, boys tennis, and boys and girls soccer as we're into postseason play for a majority of fall sports. We've got the volleyball sectional play that's going to start up next week. Cross country is getting close to getting to the state tournament level, and of course, high school football, the sectional pairing show, going to be happening this Sunday evening. So going into that final regular season game next Friday, we'll know who everyone's playing in the first round of sectional. And before we get to a volleyball talk here, I do want to remind everybody we got two more high school football games to broadcast in the regular season. We'll be at Milan this Friday as the Indians welcome in South Decatur. Should be a good matchup there. Milan 4-3 on the season, South Decatur 6-1. And then next week, next Friday at Lawrenceburg, the Tigers host South Dearborn in a rivalry game to end the regular season. And we are planning a fun tailgate ahead of that game. I believe we're going to start that around 5 o'clock, live broadcast from the tailgate fields there at Lawrenceburg High School. And we do hope that we're going to have coaches and players and some participation on that live broadcast. We'll have some more details as we get a little bit closer to Friday the 13th at Lawrenceburg High School. But hopefully Lawrenceburg and South Dearborn fans are going to make a plan to be with us for that pregame show from the LHS tailgate field right outside of the locker rooms, right next to the field. Going to be an awesome environment. So we're going to get back to high school football here momentarily. Want to talk volleyball right now. Got some really good teams in the area that have their sights set on a sectional championship. We'll go from Class 4A down, as I like to do generally. Class 4A sectional 14 at Franklin Community happening next week. Again, East Central drawn into the first match, and they will play host Franklin Community Thursday, October 12th. And that does look like East Central has drawn the toughest team in that particular sectional. Now, Columbus East, the defending champion, but they're only 8-17 this year. Don't have the same type of team that they did last year. They enter the tournament draw as the second lowest rated team in the sectional. They're 55th in Class 4A. Now, Franklin Community, on the flip side, they're 18-8, ranked 22nd in Class 4A, so they're the top-ranked team. They have a 4-0 record against sectional opponents, and they have not dropped a set in those matches against Columbus East. They beat Whiteland twice, and they've also beaten Shelbyville, so they haven't played East Central. East Central has got a talented team. They're 15-10 as of Sunday's pairing show. 1-1 against sectional opponents. They had a 3-0 win over Shelbyville and then lost 2-1 to Columbus East. So they will get another crack at Franklin Community. Played them in round one last year and lost 3-0. So perhaps a little payback for the Lady Trojans as they go on the road to try to knock out the host and perhaps the favorite right out of the chute in sectional 14. You got Shelbyville and Columbus North matching up in match two. Columbus East will get the winner of East Central and Franklin Community, and Whiteland will play the winner of Shelbyville and Columbus North. Class 3A sectional 29 at Batesville. This is going to be a good one. Greensburg, the defending champion, and much like Columbus East, maybe not having the season that they anticipated having coming off of a sectional championship, just 12-14 this year. They're 5-3 against sectional opponents. They have wins over Rushville, Connersville, South Dearborn, and Franklin County, which they've beaten twice, but they have three losses, losing to Lawrenceburg twice and Batesville once. Lawrenceburg and Batesville look to be the two favorites in this tournament. Lawrenceburg's 19-4, currently the highest rated team of the seven in 3A at number 24 overall. Batesville at 20-6 is close by in the rankings at 29th. Lady Tigers, however, 7-0 against sectional opponents. That does include a 3-2 win over Batesville. So obviously that match was tightly contested earlier in the season. I do believe they meet one more time before postseason plays. Yes, they will play on Thursday. So maybe Batesville evens the score, and then they have a game later on in the sectional to determine who the best team really is. Lawrenceburg draws South Dearborn in the first game. The Lady Knights 8-14 on the season. That'll be a Tuesday, October 10th match at 6 p.m. Franklin County and Greensburg will play game one on Thursday, followed by Batesville and Rushville. Again, that's next Thursday. Connersville awaits the winner of Lawrenceburg and South Dearborn in the semifinals. So, again, sectional 29 going to be a fascinating one at Batesville. I got to go back to it. Lawrenceburg with the 7-0 record. They look to be the best team, but Batesville is going to have the home court advantage. We'll see how it all shakes out in that particular sectional. How about Class 2A Sectional 45 at Southwestern Hanover? Got Hauser, the defending champion, at 18-12 this season. They will play North Decatur in the opening match. Milan draws South Ripley, and Switzerland County will get the winner of Hauser and North Decatur. Southwestern receiving a bye as well. They'll play Milan or South Ripley in the semifinal. South Ripley having a very strong season at 17-9, 6-2 against sectional opponents, and they do have a 3-1 win over the defending champion, Hauser. So South Ripley certainly has their name in the hat of favorites at sectional 45. You got Milan at 7-11. They're 3-2 against sectional opponents, and they've actually beaten South Ripley, Southwestern, and Switzerland County. Now, they also have a loss to South Ripley and North Decatur, so this looks to be a super open sectional. Anybody can walk away with the win in sectional 45. 1A sectional 60 at Waldron. You got Edinburgh as the defending champ, and there seems to be a little bit of a theme with these defending champs not having a great season this year. They're just 6-15, but all seven teams in sectional 60 are ranked in the top 50 in class 1A. You got Oldenburg Academy at 13th. They're the highest, so that puts them at the favorite automatically. South Decatur's 32nd, Morristown's 42nd, Jacksonville 44, Waldron 46, Edinburgh 47, and Southwestern Shelbyville is 50. So not a lot of discrepancy between South Decatur and Shelbyville and all the teams I mentioned in between. You got Oldenburg Academy as a favorite. That's the number 13 team in the state in 1A. So, again, you kind of put Oldenburg in a box by themselves, and then anybody else just seems like they could find themselves in the sectional championship. You have Edinburgh and South Decatur. In game one, Morristown draws Southwestern Shelbyville. Oldenburg will take on Jacksonville next Thursday in the first round. Waldron gets the winner of Edinburgh and South Decatur. So that's how sectional 60 falls. But I just thought that was fascinating that they're all within the top 50, and many of them grouped very, very close together in terms of ranking. So should be some really good matches at Waldron. That's going to be a good sectional to attend. You also have Class 1A sectional 62 at Medora. Trinity Lutheran is the defending champ. They're 15-12 on the year, and they are, despite 12 losses, ranked very high in 1A. Rising Sun, they're ranked 29th in the class, so they're not too terribly far behind Trinity Lutheran in terms of ranking and talent. Lady Shiners are 15-8 this season. They do have wins over Crothersville and New Washington. This is just a five-team sectional. Rising Sun gets Medora in the first round, and actually that's a semifinal matchup. They win that one, they're into the championship, likely to meet Trinity Lutheran. So there you go. Rising Sun's got a pathway to a sectional championship. We'll see if they can beat a very good team in Trinity Lutheran. That is if they get past Medora in their first contest, which will be next Saturday, October 14th. But we have all the details about these volleyball matches. The sectional play starts next week. You can find that on the sports tab at EagleCountryOnline.com. So I have about 6 minutes left in the show. That should give me enough time to run down some notes in high school football. I was out at South Dearborn last week. They celebrated their senior night with a 38-6 win over Franklin County, improving to 4-3 on the season. Adam Kunkel was fantastic in this game. 19 of 29, 339 yards, and 5 touchdowns. And those 5 touchdowns through the air went to 5 different receivers. Actually got a chance to catch up with Adam after the game. Just happened to see him as I was walking out, so I didn't have the audio from this, but we just kind of told him, hey, you are our star of the game, presented by Awardway Fuels. You had an absolutely awesome night. Congratulations on the senior night win. And we talked about a throw that he made to Reed Thornton, a strike into the back of the end zone. Reed catches it over the shoulder. From our vantage point, looks like he got both of his feet in. Absolute dime from Adam Kunkel, and an impressive catch from Reed Thornton as well. In my mind, was the play of the game. If you get a chance to see that on a highlight film or something like that, you're going to want to see it, because that was one of the most beautiful throws you'll see in a high school football game. So again, congratulations to South Dearborn on the big senior night win. Kunkel was absolutely awesome. Ollie Babcock went over 100 yards receiving, had a touchdown. Hudson Shackelford found the end zone. Ryan Richard found the end zone as well, and so too did Connor Huff. So there's your five touchdown receptions for the South Dearborn Knights as they move to 4-3 on the season. Game that Milan was in on Friday, I was looking forward to this one to see how they would play against one of the top-rated teams in 1A, that being Providence. And at one point, it was a very, very close ball game. It was 14-7 at the end of the first quarter. It was 21-13 at the half, but then Providence pulls away in the second half, shutting out the Indians in the final two quarters. 41-13, the final score. Milan gave up 237 rushing yards and six touchdowns on the ground, so that will have to improve moving forward. But Wyatt Marsh, the young quarterback, played pretty well in this game. 19 of 25, 176 yards, did throw an interception, but was pretty efficient, especially because Milan couldn't get much going in the run game. So they fall to 4-3. As I mentioned, we're going to see Milan this week at home against South Decatur, a team that's 6-1. So Milan is going to have a couple good tests moving into sectional play, as they'll play South Decatur and Madison to end their regular season, so looking forward to seeing how they bounce back on Friday. Lawrenceburg bounces back from a loss to Batesville with a 48-14 win over Rushville. Logan Ahouse back in the lineup at quarterback, goes 12 of 17 for a buck 23, two touchdowns, did throw two interceptions, but it was the Tegan Bennett show on the road at Rushville. 16 carries for 235 yards and four touchdowns as he powers the Tigers to a big win on the road. East Central, the beat goes on there, 7-0, 64-0 win over Connersville. They jump all over the Spartans, score on their first play of the game. They seem to do that a lot. Josh Ringer, fantastic. 19 carries, 238 yards, five rushing touchdowns. Dylan Maxwell had another defensive touchdown, returning an INT to the house. So all East Central in that game. No surprise there. Batesville goes to 6-1 with a 49-0 win over Greensburg. All of the points scored in the first half. Gage Pullman scored three times, had 115 yards on the ground, also had a receiving touchdown. Will Geisel, he scored a bunch in this game. Three touchdown passes, scored twice on the ground. And Batesville defense held Greensburg to 86 yards of total offense. It has been a bad season for Greensburg. There's no other way to say it. They're 0-7. Not a lot of positives there. This is a team that's just struggling to get first downs at this point. So Batesville does what they're supposed to do on the road. The aforementioned South Decatur Cougars, they improved to 6-1 with a 27-7 win over Switzerland County. Jalen N. McMurray, their quarterback, goes 241, two touchdowns. Matthew Young scores the lone touchdown for Switzerland County, 42 yards on the ground and a touchdown score. Did want to touch on Harrison and Taylor football. Harrison, 5-2 on the season. A big win, 42-7 over Mount Healthy. I don't know if many expected the score line to be that drastic in favor of the Wildcats. Mount Healthy's got a pretty good team, but they win their first SWAT game of the season and get an early lead in the conference. And Cole Coops has been fantastic this season for the Wildcats. 197 yards on the ground, two touchdowns. Their quarterback, Dickie Engel, he throws for a touchdown and runs for two more as Harrison blows out Mount Healthy. They keep it up. SWAC champions, perhaps, looking for that playoff bid as well. And then Taylor didn't release the box score, but 42-7 win over Finneytown. So they're 4-3 on the season and 3-0 in the conference. So, again, most of our area teams playing pretty well this season in high school football. Two more weeks to go, and then the sectional draw on Sunday. So that's really where my focus goes. I can't wait to see the draw for our area teams. Now, we're going to follow East Central, South Dearborn, Lawrenceburg, Milan through the state tournament. Those are the four teams that we cover most closely. East Central in a sectional that they should win pretty easy. If you look at the Sagarin, the rankings, if you've watched East Central play, they should mow over any and all opponents in their sectional. Of course, Lawrenceburg, South Dearborn, Batesville, the rest of the EIAC in one sectional together. Last year, Lawrenceburg and South Dearborn play the regular season finale. They turn around and had to play each other the very next week. Hopefully that's not the case this year. Spread those teams out a little bit, but Batesville, very strong this year. Lawrenceburg, kind of doing what they normally do. And then South Dearborn, very, very talented team. So those are three teams that I think legitimately can go and win that sectional. And then we've been talking about Milan and how they are the highest rated team in their sectional ahead of North Decatur and Try. Now they got to put it together on the field because those have been teams that have tripped them up in the past. But what kind of pathway will they have to a sectional championship? Can't wait to find out on Sunday. And, of course, we'll have all that information for you over at EagleCountryOnline.com. So threw a lot at you here this evening, as we normally do on this program. I wanted to talk a little bit about Switzerland County High School's new gym floor. It is first time they've gotten a new floor since the original was put in. Not going to spend a whole lot of time on it because I've run myself out of time, but two tones, looks pretty sweet. They got the fight song written around the outside of the court. Pretty sweet. We got photos and more details about that, EagleCountryOnline.com. So with that, thank you so much for listening to another edition of Crunch Time, and we appreciate the support of Ortho Cincy, Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, of not only this show, but just high school athletics in general. And we appreciate you listening to and loving your country with your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3. So long and good night.